Well, as you've just heard, we air a lot of bad news on our program, and we do like to bring you some light moments as well. Our commentator, Jay Kaiser, has been thinking about bad news, and he says sometimes the instinct to lighten up a dark moment is the wrong one. It's the last lesson that his father taught him.
One morning, 37 years ago, I learned that my father had suffered a serious heart attack. He was in the hospital in Washington, D.C. I got there as soon as I could. A hospital orderly pointed the way to the glass-lined room where he lay in full view of the nurse's station. I had imagined intensive care to be private, out of sight. Not so. It was a fishbowl. Dad was propped up in his bed. His shock of white hair was as full as ever, his skin gray as slate. Long white tubes rose up out of him. They made him look like a puppet on a string. Even though he spoke in a whisper, he spoke with finality. "Don't let your mother take paper on the house." Paper on the house? I couldn't bring myself to ask, "What does that mean, Dad?" I was afraid he would think he was abandoning Mom to a fool. Instead, I said, "I won't." That was my first lie. The second lie came when he asked me to read to him from the front page of the local newspaper. It was September 1970. Racial tensions in the city were peaking. In the days before my visit, there had been 3 nights of riots on 14th Street. Gangs of youths, the paper said, had attacked police with rocks and bottles. Stores were looted. It was a sulphurous time. I wanted to protect my father from inhaling the fumes along with his last breaths. I said, "Nothing much happened. How about I read you the funnies?" Over the past 37 years, I've wondered why I didn't do as my father asked. It's taken me a long time to arrive at an answer. I didn't want the last days of my father's life filled with bad news. Bad news would be like another sharp pain in the chest. I wanted his death to be painless. So again, I lied. In the grief of the moment, it never occurred to me to ask why he wanted me to read the front page to him. Now, after all these years, I think I know why. It was his way of hanging on to life as long as he could. I should have honored that. Instead, I read him the latest Pogo comic strip. That was a mistake. I should have done as he asked. It was his life and his death. It was close to dusk when I left my father in intensive care. He was sleeping. I would never see him alive again. I walked out into the familiar streets of Washington. My eyes, filled as they were with tears, had turned the neighborhood into a watercolor.
Jay Kaiser is a poet, writer, and professor emeritus of linguistics at MIT.